250 million years ago, a bedded salt formation resulted from the evaporation of the Permian Sea.
This informational video from the Department of Energy describes the waste isolation pilot plant. It's nearly half a mile underground near Carlsbad, New Mexico. The facility provided a jump start to the failing Carlsbad economy in the 1990s when unemployment was high and people were leaving the largely blue-collar town. WIP brought around 800 white-collar jobs and transformed the community.
Today, that same salt formation protects our future by providing a safe place to permanently dispose of the nation's defense-related transuranic radioactive waste.
New Mexico has a long tradition of dealing with waste from U.S. nuclear weapons facilities. Think Los Alamos National Laboratory and the birth of the atomic bomb. As part of the early negotiations between the state and the DOE, it was agreed that only transuranic waste, consisting mainly of contaminated tools, clothing, soil, and sludge, would be allowed at WIP. This so-called true waste is less radioactive than high-level waste, which comes from the reprocessing of spent nuclear fuel. WIP is not equipped to handle that super hot stuff. But tank waste at Hanford has always been managed as high-level waste. So back in 2004, shipments of waste from the tanks were prohibited by New Mexico, a prohibition the DOE is now proposing that the state eliminate.
Because it was managed as high-level waste doesn't necessarily mean that that's what it really is.
John Heaton is a former New Mexico state representative and chair of the Carlsbad Mayor's Nuclear Opportunities Task Force.
That tank waste has since been analyzed thoroughly, and none of those incompatibilities now are known to exist. Those were hypothetical at the time that prohibition was put in place.
Supporters say the Hanford shipments would extend the repository's mission and keep people working long after waste from Los Alamos National Labs is shipped over the next couple of years.
WIP has a mission for transuranic waste, and it has 16 square miles of bedded salt. And we're barely using two-thirds of a square mile, so there's a vast volume available.
On a recent evening in Albuquerque, Janet Greenwald and other members of nuclear watchdog groups met over bowls of vegetable soup to discuss their opposition to the DOE plan.
Through the years, we've all noticed that if you talk to people too much about nuclear issues, their eyes just kind of glaze over because, you know, you can't see it, you can't hear it.
But waste destined for WIP is driven right through small New Mexico communities by truck, and Greenwald worries about the potential for nuclear spills.
If we accept the Hanford waste because they're having problems at Hanford, we are going to end up taking care of all the problems that they have in all of the facilities in the United States. And I don't think New Mexicans want to be in that position.
Don Hancock is another opponent. He directs the Nuclear Waste Project for the Southwest Research and Information Center. For Hancock, the DOE proposal to remove the New Mexico prohibition is a rushed response to a political crisis. Any Hanford waste would have to be processed in a brand new facility there, he says, before it could be shipped to WIP.
They'd have to spend all that money anyway. I don't know anybody from a technical standpoint that thinks either they can do that or that they could do that anytime soon or that it would be cost effective.
The Department of Energy is preparing their official request for the New Mexico Environment Department to remove the prohibition on Hanford tank waste. According to a DOE statement, once that request goes in, there will be a 60-day public comment period and two public hearings to debate the proposal. I'm Elaine Baumgartel in Albuquerque.